So what's your best I did it on a dare story? I'd love to hear those coming up on 99.7 DJX. First, let's give you a setting the bar story.
This one apparently had consequences. It's what not to do.
Yeah. Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without damaging a 15th century statue by trying to touch its penis, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. This is giving...
To Italy we go.
The wedding planner. That scene, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Listen, for those of you lucky enough to travel abroad, beautiful ancient art can be found.
Why you gotta bring your mother?
Florence, Italy.
Yeah.
16th century Neptune fountain. Shows Neptune there. He's naked.
They mostly are. So, look at a lot of the statues.
I was going to say a lot of the statues. Not a lot of clothes back then. It's all right.
Yeah.
So this 28-year-old dared to climb the marble monument pre-wedding and touch the statue's junk.
And at no point anybody thought, hey, someone's going to say something.
So
we might get in trouble for
the
this.
The Italian police.
Of course.
Said the lady caused minor but significant damages to the horse's legs as she was trying to, like, stand up there to touch old Neptune's pee-pee.
Oh, my goodness.
Repair costs about $5,800.
Oh.
Fines up to $47,000.
That's stiffer.
That was a choice of words, Kelly.
It's a stiff fine.
I mean, have you seen Neptune, though? He's very, very well built.
Well, he should be.
He is very well built.
He's a god.
Yeah, Florence's Fine Arts Office condemned such behavior.
Yeah.
Warning against ignorance around historic monuments.
Listen, it's a woman.
Yeah.
I expect this behavior from, like, a drunk groomsman. Right? Isn't that more on brand?
Maybe.
For the drunk groomsman?
But drunk
was she
bridesmaid
drunk?
Or drunk... I don't know.
We don't know what
we
part
don't know.
Of the wedding party. She wasn't the bride, was she?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was said pre-wedding, so maybe she was the bride.
Oh, wow.
And they said, hey, I dare you to climb up and try to touch old Neptune's penis. And she was like,
all right.
Say less.
I got you, fam.
I got you. Let me just
make
shimmy
sure you
on
get
up
this
there.
On video or it didn't count.
That's right. So I can TikTok this later.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without damaging an ancient statue by trying to fondle it, then you're doing okay.
Sounds like she's not the first. I said, you know, despite putting in the tighter surveillance cameras, they said people still try to do stuff like that for the selfies to the social media stunts.
So in Ireland, there is a statue of Molly Malone.
Oh.
Right? Mm. And so it's a bronze statue of Molly Malone.
Yeah.
And you know when bronze weathers, right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns, like, dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only places on the bronze statue of Molly Malone that are still shiny
up top
are her boobs.
That's great. The melons.
So I'm just saying.
Still shining.
People will people.
People idiots are going to idiot.
People will
idiot.
People.
Yeah.
So tell us your best I did it on a dare story. That's what I want to hear. All right.
Oh, wow. There's quite a few already. You guys are being very forthcoming
with
not your finest moments.
Thank you for that.
We appreciate
you. We do appreciate that. For the show.
For the show.
For the show. All right. So we'll take some of those stories coming up.